Talkingtopics.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Fifteen in News Radio 560 KPQ. It's freezing outside. There's snow coming down. Different neighborhoods. I don't see any right now. It looks like up there at Saddle Rock, we're ready for another. Well, what do I care? I have the royalty here. They can probably issue me some sort of a declaration or a proclamation or a defamation suit or something like that.
Not quite.
Queen Savannah's life directly in our middle. Elizabeth Popoff to my left. Olivia Lancaster to my right. The two princesses. Welcome back to KPQ.
Thank you. Last time
we talked, you were just commoners.
Just commoners.
But no longer. Now you're royalty for today and throughout all of history. You're part of the history in the 100 years of the Apple Blossom Festival. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the last Saturday night when it was snowy and cold. And I thought, well, they'll just probably call it off and put it to next week. But no.
No, yeah.
No call off.
Yeah, it was snowy. I remember in the morning we had our morning panel interview and our group interview.
What was that like? What did they ask you?
They asked us a variety of questions. The first panel interview was a mix of just opinionated questions. So your opinions, your thoughts, your viewpoints on different sections of life.
Do you remember any question about your opinion? Did you want to give your real opinion, or did you think, I better answer this carefully?
I think every single question they asked me, whether that be in the panel interview or the one-on-one interviews with judges, I answered completely honestly, and I think that they appreciated that, no matter what, if they agreed, disagreed. I think that just being your authentic self is what they want, and that's what they see.
What did they ask you, Elizabeth? Pop off. Princess forever.
We all got the same questions. I don't really remember any of them. That whole day was kind of a blur. It moved by so fast, but it was at the same time very slow when we were sitting there waiting for our name to be called to go back and take on the interviews head on. So I don't really remember specific questions, but I think it was pretty much similar for all of us, and we went through all the same thing.
So even when they were asking you for your opinion, you just had no trouble answering or didn't wait for that moment and rethink it?
No, I think everyone answered pretty straightforward, and I mean,
did you get to hear anyone else's answers?
Did everyone?
Oh no!
Oh no! Wow, that's tough.
The thing with the panel also is we all get the same questions, and then it's one on one when they start asking you questions about your personal life, and that's when we have a variety of questions.
Yeah. And what did they ask you, Olivia Lancaster?
For my personal life, they asked me just about being drum major, about skiing, and then they asked just about the Wenatchee Valley, how we felt, why we wanted to represent it in general. Just like our interviews throughout the Wenatchee.
But it wasn't so different from what you'd already been through.
No, it was pretty similar to our interviews on different radio stations.
But you were all just civilians then. You hadn't been chosen for anything. Did you have doubts about your ability to get through it all?
I mean, I think my biggest doubt was even just the start of it, is having the confidence to go on stage and say my speech and publicly speak. But as for the interviews and how they go, I was very comfortable with it. I don't mind talking to adults. And if you think about it, they're just real people like us. You know, just because they're judges doesn't mean they're out for you. I mean, they want to see the best.
Oh, my God. You've got so much to learn.
So they were very supportive, and I loved the one-on-one interviews. That was one of my favorite parts besides pageant night, just because it's a conversation, and you get to know them, and they get to know you. And it's very friendly and, open.
I'm sure it's almost impossible to figure out the difference between what you had been chosen for and what the other girls were not chosen for. It was just a matter of a word or two or just an impression. Did you have that feeling going along? I have no idea how this is going, but let's just keep going.
You know, I think it is. I think every single girl in the top 10 was amazing, and they had their qualities. They were amazing, and everyone was very unique. We all had different personalities. A lot of us were very outgoing, and some were more introverts, but all in all, we all were amazing, and I think along the way, all you had to do was be yourself and stay true to yourself, and I think that's why we're all up here, and I know all the other girls stayed true to themselves the entire process, and so I'm proud of all the girls.
So the process is going on. What was next? After you answered those questions, Olivia, what was the next step?
That's when, after we did panel and then one-on-one interviews, we went to Elements and got our hair and makeup done. And then we just waited and waited and waited for six o'clock to roll around, and then we showed up at the high school and start.
So you had the whole day to yourself for the most part?
Yeah.
Except for hair and makeup, which takes...
It took a little bit, but it was after the interviews, you just kind of had your own time to collect your thoughts and get ready for the pageant.
Had you already made your speeches?
Yes, we made them, what, three weeks before?
Yeah, we had a month to work on them because we found out top 10 on January 9th, and then pageant was on February 9th. So we had an entire month to work on our speeches, and we found out our speech topic the night we all received top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we had them all down. All the girls did great on their speeches, and it was awesome.
And what was the topic? What was the subject of the speech?
It was, I think, of what the world would be. It was a very open speech topic, and I think a lot of us had pretty much a lot of fun.
What do you remember from your speech?
Well, I did mine on I think of what the world would be without fear. So that was kind of my running theme throughout my entire speech.
Excellent. How about you?
I talked about how if we get to know each other and work together, what we're able to accomplish.
So what would the world be like if we actually knew one another?
Yeah, if we knew one another on a personal level, like even just getting to know your neighbors on your block, and then how we like what we are able to do with that. So I related that to the band, just working together. So.
And Savannah?
And I talked about just taking life slower, and I talked a lot about human connection and reverting back to that and putting our phones down, closing our computer screens, and having personal conversations. And then I also tied in traditions and how key traditions are and how important they are, and kind of thinking about the 100th year of Appleblossom, that's such a big deal. And so just embracing your traditions and how they make us take life slower and embrace life.
So you face the people who are asking you questions. They're judging you as they go along. They're making their notes.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get a long break.
Yeah.
Yep.
For hair and makeup, which can be fun.
Oh, yeah, never.
No, not fun?
Oh, no, it was a blast. Lots of fun. I think the hardest part was going home after it and trying to sit up straight and not ruin our updos and keep our makeup intact. But all of us did a great job. And Elements was there. We got there for pageant night, and they were fixing my hair because some of my hair fell out. But they were fixing our makeup, making us look good. So thank you to Elements.
And then you got dressed for the pageant?
Yeah, we got dressed in our little choir dressing room. And so we had our first opening number outfits, and then we had our gowns, and everyone's gowns were amazing.
So you had outfit changes?
Yeah, we did, and we had a bunch of ladies back there helping us, and it was really sweet.
And the audience was full of family, I suppose? Well, family and friends.
Yeah, yeah. So we had, the thing about this audience, different from our first speech, which was in front of our peers, is this audience was Appalarians, your family, your grandparents, your parents. My brother came back from college and he brought some friends. And so it was really special because you're giving your speech to people who really care and are passionate about the festival. And that was one of my favorite parts, is everyone was rooting for every single girl. And I think that was so special.
And Elizabeth, how long was the speech?
Our speeches were 2 minutes to 3 minutes, so not too long, but enough to be nervous about.
And to remember, you have to memorize
them,
right?
Yeah, we had to memorize them, but I mine rolled off my tongue. Like, I think my mind went blank in my speech. So.
How many times did you rehearse it? Are you accustomed to doing that, memorizing a speech and giving it?
Kind of. I memorize dances. My body kind of goes into muscle memory with the performances I do with dance.
And so, you can forget everything but your routine then, can't you?
That's right. So, I mean, speeches was the same. It was just using, instead of your leg muscles or your arm muscles, it was using your mouth. So.
Well, I know it's impossible to tell me what happened when the moment was announced, when they started naming your individuals and who was in and who was out and what the year was going to be like for the area. Yeah. But what can you remember that you can relate in terms of the actual event?
What I remember is throughout the entire night, I remember it was a mix of being told to stay in the moment and take in every single second because you're never going to get this time back and be able to experience that. So it was a lot of being nervous and also trying to just relax, take a breath, and enjoy the girls and everyone that was surrounding me throughout the process. And then when I got crowned, I remember falling, literally, and just being so happy because growing up here, I've gone to the pageants every single year and always loved Appleblossom Festival, and, you know, going to the carnival, going to the food fair, watching the parade. So being able to be the 100th queen was so special for me. And I was sad to say bye to the top 10 and those seven other girls, but I am so excited for this next journey we all have. And, yeah, that's, I'm just ecstatic about it.
Because it starts now and doesn't stop for a year, right?
Doesn't stop for a year, yeah.
Wow. That's quite a commitment.
Yeah.
Well, when they did they do it in reverse order, naming Miss Photogenic, Miss Most Influential, Miss Most Impressive, and all that, and then and work their way to the top? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
And what did they? So when they started giving awards, what did you? You probably couldn't even hear.
Well,
blood pounding in your ears.
Yeah. So for the awards, I was actually I was so honored to receive two awards, one of which was Congeniality, which was voted on by the girls. And I think that was just a huge thing to have your name recognized for from all of the 10 that are around me, or 9 around me. I think that was just a crazy thing to, and an accomplishment. And then also receiving the Achievement Award, getting recognized for all the stuff that I do in my valley, I think that was just a huge thing, and I couldn't even begin to think of being princess.
So. What do you think led to the Achievement Award, all your activities? Tell us about a couple of them.
Yeah, well, I'm the senior drum major of the Wenatchee High School Golden Apple Band. I work up at Mission Ridge as a ski instructor, and then I'm also the high school, Wenatchee High School's Honor Society treasurer. So I think just adding all of those up and throughout the community, working with those organizations, I think that's what probably helped me.
That's Olivia Lancaster. Are you going to go skiing soon?
I am. I'm going to be working on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow. So your schedule can't change. It's just getting more intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next for you that has nothing to do with you being a princess that you're going to have to work into your schedule?
I actually go teach students tonight at dance. So I have an hour and a half to go dance with a bunch of students.
How old?
I teach actually girls our age tonight. So I teach a teen class. So I'm really excited to go and say hi, everyone, because I missed them throughout the past month because we had to give some stuff up in order for our top 10, but I'm really excited to see them tonight.
And you, Savannah, what's next on your real list of things to do?
Well, I work at Works Gym with the daycare, and so I work this Saturday in the morning, so I'm excited for that.
You going to wear your tiara when you go to work, ladies?
No.
I know the kids want us to, I think. I know for me, at least, the kids want me to bring it in. They want me to bring my dress in from the night of pageant. I'm like, you want to get glitter everywhere? But, yeah, I might bring my crown in just to show them. But I'm excited to go back to work. I miss the kids.
Did you like your gowns that you were chosen? I don't know if you chose them or if they were chosen for you for the competition.
Yeah, so we all picked our gowns, and a lot of them got from Sweetheart and stayed local. I went out of town to find my gown, but, yeah, we all had really pretty gowns. And actually, the night before, at our dress rehearsal, my gown ripped. And so thank you, Diane Ritter, for fixing that right away. She's been awesome throughout this entire process, helping us with adjusting our clothing to make it fit perfectly, and that's been great.
Now, there are certain demands on you to be royal in your bearing and congenial with all the people of the town and the valley and the county.
Uh-huh.
But do you have to dress alike every day? are you becoming a unit wherever you go?
Well, I think it just depends. I mean, when you go to school, we wear different outfits because we're not together. But when we're all together for the most part and attend different events, we wear the same outfits. And so we get some from Collins, Savvy. Went to JCPenney's yesterday, 2 days ago, and got these really cute tops we're wearing right now that you guys probably can't see. And today we're going to Fred Meyer's, and so we're really excited about that. But yeah, for the most part, we match when we're together.
It's like having three triplets.
I feel like our moms all dressed us the same. So
yeah.
They could. But yeah, check out the Facebook page or on the app or Instagram or all that, and you can see our matching outfits.
Yeah.
Also, we'll put it on KPQ later this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Just take those pictures. I'm sure they'll turn out. We're visiting with royalty, Queen Savannah's Life, Princesses Olivia Lancaster and Elizabeth Popov. Hold on. We'll be back right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Leavenworth across from the brewery and our same great location, downtown Wenatchee, across from the pack.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's a big day here in the studios of KPQ. We're jammed with the places full of princesses and queens. Queen Savannah's Life is here. Queen and Princesses Elizabeth Popov and Olivia Lancaster are also here. So congratulations to you once again. What was the first thing that they told you backstage after you were crowned? Now remember, above all, never, what? Never embarrass
No, they just basically said congratulations. They were really proud for all of us. It was kind of just sweeping. We did interviews right off the bat with Wenatchee World, and then they pulled us back. We got to say hi to our families. Yeah. Our families came backstage, but then we went to our live interview with NCW Life.
Yeah, I would say one thing that I was told, like, right away was by Queen Greta, and she told me just to enjoy the moment.
take it all in, from just getting crowned, like, right after that, into our NCW Live interview really quick, and getting walked down of the high school hallway just to the reception and seeing everyone just taking that moment in.
Elizabeth, what did they tell you?
I think, like, the past royalty, Princess Jessica actually told me, well, please, please don't forget your lipstick. That was one of the first things. Yeah, it was from the royalty, past royalty. It was really nice to hear from them.
And it's fun that they had advice to impart.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so it was really sweet. So much advice.
They've been doing it for a year, so they know all the ins and outs.
Oh, yeah, they know the ins and outs of it.
And for the most part, the ladies who had just completed a year of service to the festival and to their promise, their commitment.
Yeah.
What did they say? I mean, it must have been an insane year for them.
Yeah, well, so right before, I think it was right before coronation, they came into the dressing room and just gave us a really long talk about, you know, keeping your head up, and that we all did really great. And they gave us advice for if you got top three, but also if you didn't, they were very encouraging and just encouraged us to know that we did something really spectacular and to be proud of that no matter the outcome. And I think their advice, just, you know, they're real teenage girls just like us, that settled us all down for coronation, and it was really helpful.
Did they say, look, there's going to be a day when you don't want to be a princess, but you are one? What do you do in those situations? How do you keep the smile on your face and keep your head up?
Well, I would say that the day after we had a brunch with the royalty, so it was us three and the royalty from last year, and we kind of just talked about the ins and outs and just how there's going to be days where it will be exhausting, but you need to think of your position and how it's such an honor to be one of the top three, and you are given so much by the community, and just to take that all in and recognize that you're representing something so amazing and to be proud of that. But to also know, I mean, there is going to be good days, and there's some days you're just going to be exhausted, but just to look at the positives from the entire situation that you are in.
Did you get advice on how to handle difficult situations or how to be royal?
Yeah, they gave us a lot of advice on all of that stuff. They basically just gave us tips and tricks all throughout, just things they've picked up through their year. They wrote us a nice, cute little letter just so we had it in writing, like just some advice, what to do. And then we also have their numbers anytime if we ever need to call them. One of the biggest things was the girls sitting next to me are like my number one fans, and we have to be just each other's shoulders and help each other through this experience, because no one else quite understands what we're going through, but they do, and it's just a great support system.
I can also say our chaperones have really helped us out through this whole thing. Like, I know we're calling them mom now, but
our moms.
It's kind of true. They're, like, besides the royalty who helped us a lot from last year, I mean, they came to our brunch too, and they were sitting there saying, oh, yeah, this is what you need to remember, and we're going to be here every step of the way. So I think the past royalty and the chaperones both provide so much support.
So we want to thank some of the sponsors, because there's so many people involved, and there's probably some people who are going to be involved in the future. So who should we be thankful to?
Well, this next week and this entire week we've been going shopping. So we went to JCPenney's. Today we're going to...
Can I come?
Of course you can come. You can go to Fred Meyer's with us after this if you want. So we're going to Fred Meyer's.
So we're going to meet at Fred Meyer in the parking lot?
Yeah, you can help us find coats there, yeah. And we're going to Collins, Savvy, American Shoe Shop.
And then we're also going to be going to the museum and learning about peoples of our past, so we get some more history about our festival. But, I mean, yeah, we have so many sponsors.
And Stamil and Crunch Pack, they're huge. And Pepsi, and they're so helpful throughout this whole journey.
Yeah, they donate so much to us, and we're so thankful for that. I think something this week we're really looking forward to is the Lion Club Luncheon. We get to wear our really cute dresses. I won't say what they look like, but they're from JCPenney's, and we're super excited to go to that.
When's that?
It's Friday. It's a luncheon.
Yeah. What's for lunch? Can I come?
I don't know what's for lunch.
I have no idea.
You can always tag along.
You are invited to everything.
We've just officially
We'll give you
invited.
A crown, too.
So I'll be on the email list, right?
Of course. Right. Our Google Calendar, we're adding you.
I wouldn't
we got an extra dress for you.
Fabulous. The Lions would be so impressed. They won't invite you next year.
Yeah, maybe not.
What about events past the Lions Club luncheon? I know you're going to shine for that.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to visiting elementary schools and going to my past elementary. It's actually Olivia and I, we both went to Sunny Slope Elementary. So I know we're both looking forward to seeing our old teachers. And I mean, I remember when I was a little girl and went to Sunny Slope, and we had the royalty come and they talked to us during lunch and during recess. And so I'm looking forward to being in their shoes now and getting to talk to all the other little girls. And also there's a Dr. Seuss reading at Columbia Elementary. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Did anybody ever call you and say, who won?
I had people like text me and they asked me how the pageant went. And so I was able to tell them I'm a princess now, and I got to tell them who I'm in reign with. So that was a lot of fun.
That's hilarious. People call, well, what happened? I won.
Yeah, they asked what happened, and I was like, I'm really glad.
You couldn't even put it in a summary. Yeah, just like, right? Oh, I'm princess now.
Yeah. That text is like, so you're like, oh, I'm a princess. Like,
one thing that everyone has to be careful of is their profile in social media. It's so easy to get in trouble or say the wrong thing or say anything that can be taken the wrong way. Have you been given good advice about how to stay clear of those kind of pitfalls and minefields?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, we've been given quite a bit of social media advice, and just, I think we all have the knowledge to know what's appropriate to post and what's not. And I know all of us, all of our social media is very appropriate, and it's always been that way since I was little. And, you know, I think, yeah, we've been given a lot of advice, but it's also a lot of common sense. You just know to post positive things that lift yourself up, but also other people.
Or if there's any question in your mind, don't post anything.
Exactly.
Nothing is not offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a rule for everyone. If you have any question in your mind, I mean, if you think, oh, so-and-so might think I'm talking about them, it's like, well, then why would you want to put that on the internet?
Right.
So I think that's just, I think with all of our personalities too, we wouldn't want to put anything out there, and we didn't put anything out there before we were royalty that we wouldn't be proud of. And so I think that's just one big thing for us.
How do you handle the future? Of course, you don't know the full extent of this, but you have to prepare statements. You have to have comments. You have to say something when you do public appearances. You can't just smile and wave.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide on what's appropriate? What's the right thing to say?
You know, at least from my experience so far, I think just saying what is on your mind and what you actually view about things is the most natural and the most authentic thing you can say. Yes, there are some events we actually prepare a song that we'll present. Not today, unfortunately.
We don't have that ready yet.
You're gonna sing in 3-part harmony? Is that it?
Not quite yet. We'll see. A cappella. But, I mean, there's things that where we prepare, but there's also things that, you know, you want to be authentic with and just let it come naturally, and people really enjoy that.
Yeah, I think with all our personalities, it all comes very natural. Yeah. We're already, like, speaking from, like, each other's brains, so it's kind of nice already.
And we're also different. We're all involved in different things, so it's really widespread for in between all three of us.
Have you noticed that you're finishing each other's sentences already?
Yeah, I mean, I even noticed that when I came on your show earlier with Olivia. We were just bouncing off each other, but it was really cool. The dinner before, the night before pageant, we had the judges' dinner, and all three of us were sitting at the same table, and the entire night it was just really fun to get to know the judges, but also sit with these two ladies.
We were
and talk to
sitting
them.
Like this.
Yeah, we were sitting like this.
Savannah was in the middle, so there's a funny coincidence that happened throughout our past month is fun to look back on.
What was it like working with the judges, knowing that they were not for better or for worse, but just it was their job to decide your fate?
You know, I think it is a little nerve-wracking because all of us were really passionate, and all of us, you know, we all wanted to win. Every single girl in the top 10 wanted to win. But I think the only thing that you have control over is being yourself and doing your best no matter what you do. Because, you know, you don't want to change your personality and your values for someone else. And that's something that stuck with me throughout the entire time is I'm going to say what I believe in. I'm going to say my values. And I'm going to be authentic to who I am. I'm not going to try to act like I'm involved in something that I'm not, you know. And I think the judges see through that. They see who's real and who's genuine and who's really passionate about the Valley. And I think just doing your best is all you have control over. And at the end of the day, it's in the judges' hands.
And did they ask you a lot of questions or did they just watch you?
I think it was a lot of interacting with judges. I mean, they asked you questions, but you also got to ask them questions and find out about their life and if they had kids. And I know I connected with a few of the judges about that stuff.
It was a nice realization because, I mean, they are judges and they are the people who decided our fate that night, but it was also, hey, you guys are actually real people, just like me and you. So it was kind of nice knowing that they were just normal people just trying to pick the girl who best represented this wonderful valley.
Now today, the three of you are wearing your tiaras.
We are.
Where did they come from? Are they genuine? I mean, they're genuine tiaras. Are the jewels real? Is it costume jewelry? Is it real silver? What are we dealing with here today? Or should you just say that's none of my business?
You know, I think it's a combination. We'll just say that. We got them from Darcy. So Darcy ordered them from somewhere. She's involved in the festival. And so, yeah, we're not quite sure. They're obviously not real diamonds, but they're very pretty and we love them.
Yeah.
We love them.
And when do you have to wear them?
Wear them quite often, you know, when we go to bed. Just kidding. We don't wear when we go to bed. But whenever we go out together.
Appearances.
Yeah. So we'll wear them then. And kind of fun to wear them around the house. But
you keep them in your locker at school?
Oh. No.
No.
In our crown boxes.
We have crown boxes.
Crown boxes.
Yes. Chivilitex made them for us.
So I call them tiaras, but they're a little larger than a tiara.
They are heavy.
Yeah, they're heavy. They're not. Yeah.
So we love them. It's fun to wear them around.
One of the ideas of being a queen and a princess is it changes your profile at school. I mean, immediately.
Yeah.
Can you handle?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm a running start student, and so I only have one class actually at the college.
Oh, you're at the college. Nobody cares.
No one cares. No. But and so I have two other classes that are online. But right when I walked in, my professor, actually, I'm in a public speaking class at the college, and the first day I got top 10, she cuts out the paper for me and brings it to me to class. And so everyone at the college in my class knew I had gotten the queen, and they were really excited for me and very supportive. But, I mean, they don't treat me any differently. It's just they're really excited for me, and I think that's awesome.
The place where you really judge whether things have changed is at home.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Elizabeth? You being treated differently at home?
Not really, but my brother has my kind of like the sibling rivalry. So that
well, he
day,
should. He's a subject now.
The day after, I was getting pictures taken. We had like our dresses on for brunch, and I had my crown on for the first time, like going out into an event. And my grandmas were taking pictures, and my mom was like, "Oh, she looks so beautiful." And my brother's just sitting there, arms crossed, looking at me. And I think at one point my grandma actually took my crown off my head and placed it on my brother's head and had to take a picture just so he felt a little bit in the limelight. So
is your younger brother or older brother?
Younger.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Don't leave me. He probably thinks the family's going to move and not tell me.
My poor brother, though, he sees all of the flowers and the gifts roll in. Anytime we make a public appearance and people are so generous to our valley and I come home with a new bracelet or a new shirt, he's like, I can kind of see on his face. So I'm going to have to take him to the movies or something. I'm going to have to do something
treat
special
him a bit.
For him.
We'll go on a date with our brothers.
Yes.
Go into college. You can't do that.
Savannah, you have brothers and sisters that are going crazy?
I have one brother, and he's at Wazoo, and he actually came home for the pageant, and yeah, he was my biggest supporter. My speech kind of involved him, but he didn't know what I was talking about. He didn't want to hear my speech until pageant night, and so in my speech, I talked about how I did the funnel cake eating contest with him, and I blindly fed him a funnel cake, and we won $100 from it, actually, at the Apple Blossom Festival 2 years ago. But yeah, he was so happy for me. I kind of joke around that now I'm the golden child now that he's out of the house and then
it's just
now
you.
With this.
The queen's the only one at home.
Thank God you went away to school. Look what I've inherited.
My kingdom.
Well, that takes care of your brothers and sisters. What about your parents?
My parents?
Do they call you princess or did they always?
I feel like they always called me princess, but now they really do. They make a very big emphasis on it, but the princess still has to take out the trash and I still have to clean up my room, so... I mean, not a lot has changed. They're really supportive, and I love them for it. So,
Elizabeth,
my parents have just told me how proud they are of me, but they're still on me for homework.
Yeah,
and grades. I think it hasn't really changed at home, but they have told me many times how proud of me they are, and that it's support. Is 100% my family.
And does the Slight family call you Queen, or are you still Savannah?
I'm still Savannah. Sometimes if I'm getting sassy, or after pageant night, I remember I was so exhausted, and they're like, okay, the Queen needs to go to bed. But they just joke around. I mean, you know, I'm the same girl that I was before I had the crown on my head, and I think that's really important to know that I'm just the same person. And, yeah, they're very proud of me, and they remind me that every single day.
One thing that happens that's coincidental in all your lives was you were very involved in school, and extra activities. Many of you had jobs on the weekends. You still have all that. But your life now is far more getting more complicated than it was even for the pageant and the decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep track of what needs to be done and how do you measure your time and how do you make the most of the demands that are made on you? Because some of them you can't say no to.
Yeah, so one of the big things was just getting a planner and writing everything out, but also just finding a balance, you know. Finding a balance to go to work and be involved with your friends and remember it's okay to go have fun and just hang out and go to coffee, but also find the time to invest in Apple Blossom. And I think just finding that perfect balance in between to find time for yourself and self-care and letting yourself relax and unwind is really crucial.
And we love our Google Calendar. Thank you, Aaron Boatwright. You're the best.
Yes.
And the queen and princesses that just relinquished their title to you, what did they say about finally letting go after a year?
I think they were all really, like, I think they were sad about it. They really loved their opportunity to represent, but I also think they're ready to not be held accountable.
Some years are short, but that year might have been long, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a very bittersweet moment for them because, you know, they're handing off the crown and you kind of get a reflect because they all came home from college and they reflect on their year rolling over and they see all the Appalarians again and they see their chaperones again and it all kind of just rushes back that feeling. But I also know they are really excited for us and for what we're going to do for this valley. And I think it's just a very bittersweet moment.
We're talking with the Queen, Savannah Slife, the Princesses Olivia Lancaster and Elizabeth Pop, Olivia Lancaster and Elizabeth Popoff. There you go. You'll learn to enunciate after about a year. We'll be back after this.
The sale starts this Friday.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
This show went rather quickly. It's 12:53. The show's just about over. Do you know my guest? She used to be called Savannah Slife, but now she's Queen Slife, I guess, or Queen Savannah. Which is it?
I just say Savannah. I don't even say Queen. I just say Savannah.
Princess Elizabeth Popoff, Princess Olivia Lancaster. Let's start with you, Olivia. What do you say to your family, your friends, and the whole experience now that you can encapsulate it into one little comment for those listeners?
Yeah, I'm just so thankful for everyone who supported me, all my friends and family, everyone who was there that night, and everyone who congratulated me afterwards. They're just a wonderful support team.
You recall the decision you made to become a princess or to try to get in the top 10? Do you remember what it was like to say, I'm going to do this?
I think I'm a very extrovert person. I love talking to people. So I think it just was fitting to my personality. And then also, Appalarians were just very encouraging. And they're like, you would be a great spokesperson for us. Please go do it, do it, do it. So I think it was just kind of a thing that I wanted to do.
Princess Elizabeth Popoff, do you remember the instant when you said, I'm going to give this a shot?
Yeah, I can go with Olivia. Yeah, I think we're all extroverts here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember saying, okay, I'm going to do this because my friends have done it in the past and they could do it. Why couldn't I do it? So I think at that moment I said, well, why not? Maybe something good could come out of this, and it has. So.
And what do you think of the year to come, and who do you need to thank?
I want to thank my family, all my friends, all the wonderful friendships I made this past month, all the chaperones, just everyone who just relate to this apple blossom, whether they're coming out of town or they're here in the valley. I just want to thank everyone for this.
And Queen Savannah's life?
Yeah, I think growing up here, I've always wanted to be a part of the older royalty. And so, you know, at first, I think it was a lot of just finding the confidence to go on stage and talk in front of my peers. And then once I did that, you know, I found the confidence for top 10. And if I was thanking people, I would thank everyone that's been part of this, whether it be the chaperones, my parents, my mom for curling my hair every single day because I'm awful at it, and just all the support they've given me and the confidence they've given me and everyone that's involved in the festival.
It's been great to meet you, ladies. You are all very deserving. I know the other seven are as well, and I wish them all the luck, and I hope something valuable came from the experience for them. But for you three, all I'm going to do is warn Fred Meyer.
Here we come.
That you're coming. And you mean business. Take them right to the parkas, Fred. Okay? Take them right over to the parkas. Elizabeth Popoff and Olivia Lancaster, the princesses, Savannah Slife, the queen. Thank you for being here and congratulations.
Thank you
for having us.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.